Hi, I'm Aaron J. Marks of AaronJMarks.com and CommerceTheory.com. Welcome to my podcast, A Higher Level, where everything we think, see, and do happens on a higher level. For as long as I can remember, I felt like my mind has worked just a little differently than most others. For my entire life, I've been studying, observing, and contemplating this incomparably strange and wonderful phenomenon called human existence, and trying to figure out what it's all about. People say the way of thinking and theorizing that comes from this offers an unusually high and rich level of insight, clarity, freedom, inspiration, and effortless creativity. And that's ultimately what a higher level is all about. The insight to understand how life works, the clarity to see where to go next, the freedom to go there, the inspiration to find joy and wonder along the journey, and the creativity to honor your particular brand of human genius. In this podcast, I'm going to break down and describe the concepts that come from my theories so that you can see into the fabric of the life you're living with greater depth and precision, and use that understanding to improve your results in every way that's meaningful to you. It's the only life you get, and the only chance you have to make a difference here. If there's one thing I know, it's that all lives can improve, and that the human race is just one big collective results improving system. Ready to find your place here? Fabulous. Let's get into the topic for this episode of A Higher Level. I'll see you again afterward and talk more about what it looks like to work with me. Until then, let's dive in. Okay, hello everyone. This is Aaron of AaronJMarks.com, and this is my podcast, A Higher Level. And we're in season two, and we're in the first series of season two, which is all the different facets of my work. There are nine of them that I've identified that set me apart as a coach, consultant, and advisor. And number eight, I'm kind of scared to describe because I think this is going to be challenging, but you know, it'll probably end up being more fun than I think. So number eight, I'm a playful, prankish puck of profound and puzzling paradox. This is by far the most alliterative of the nine. I help people see, understand, and accept the absurd and contradictory cosmic joke that seems to run through the heart of human life and reframe it into opportunity and joy. So if you go back to, I don't know, the very beginning of A Higher Level, like the early episodes, you'll find an episode called Absurdity. And absurdity is essentially, this is sort of my definition of it, it's absurdity is enduring contradictions. Okay, so when we there's a move in logic, you know, there's a diagnosis in logic called a reductio ad absurdum. So it's like when you have two premises that contradict, you're like, oh, they can't both be true. You've reduced the situation to an absurdity, and you say, okay, well, not both of these can't be true, right? So it's like, if I tell you, yeah, I was, you know, I was eating at a restaurant last night at 5 o'clock, but you saw me at 5 o'clock at home eating a salad, then you're like, well, those both can't be true. So one of them, you know, that contradiction can't be true. So we've reduced that situation to an absurdity. So we have to figure out which one of those is right. Now, here's the thing about reality, though. Reality is absurd. So in other words, there are all these ways that we can look at our motivations and our desires and our feelings and say, oh, but actually both of those contradictions do seem to be true and I can't decide between them. And you heard me talk about one a little bit earlier in the series, which is that we seek of a high valuation state, but part of high valuation is narrative, and narrative includes pain. And so what that successfully allows us to do is to reframe pain as a valuable thing. See that? So that's something that seems absurd. I think it actually is absurd, right? So it's like pain itself is something we instinctively avoid, and we avoid things that we think are without value or of negative value. And yet all stories include pain, and stories are valuable. And so therefore pain itself is valuable. So pain is both the absence of value and valuable, right? That's an absurdity. And it's baked into human life. Like, there are many, many, many things like that. And like part of the reason that I was intimidated to record this particular one is that I knew it's like this kind of thing is very hard to follow without examples, right? Like that's always the problem with theory, is that that's very easy to talk about, very easy for theoretically minded people to talk about the theory and not give concrete examples. But the paradox of pain is one example of this. Okay. There are many others. They come up over and over and over again when I talk to people about what they struggle with, what they want. But the paradox of pain is a big one, you know? All these contradictory valuations built into the fabric of human life. And there's something liberating and inspiring about seeing them, right? And understanding that we're all subject to the absurdity here. And that ultimately we really, really struggle because we don't know what human life is all about and how to reconcile all these and what the ultimate reality is in which all of these things do become unified, right? You know, that's a really overwhelming but inspiring question, I think, you know, I've always found. But all these tensions and all these conflicts that we have between one another, ultimately, I think they boil down to this paradoxical, absurd nature of human life that's actually quite beautiful and quite inspiring when you look at it the right way. So that's what I help people do, is I help people live in the tension of that absurdity, of that paradox. And I help them to see the beauty of it. I help them to find inspiration from it. I help people to find comfort in the uncertainty of that. And that has a real effect on people's psyches and their motivation and their level of inspiration and the enjoyment that they find in this very strange, very wonderful container of human life. So that's a playful, prankish puck of profound and puzzling paradox. And absurdities and paradoxes are everywhere. I will find many of them if you talk to me. So Aaron of AaronJMarks.com, A Higher Level, my podcast. And that was part 8 of the 9 facets of my work. So I have one more to share with you in the last episode. And then maybe a brief conclusion to this series. So I'll see you in the next episode. Thanks for joining me on A Higher Level. If I've done my job right, you're seeing, thinking, and acting differently, with more clarity, more decisiveness, more intention, more success. The current state of your life is just a set of results, and they can all be improved. Doesn't matter whether it concerns yourself, your family, your friends, your community, your workplace, your investments, your world. Behave differently, act differently, communicate differently, and your results will change, guaranteed. But how do you change your actions, behaviors, and communications? If you're unsure, give me a shout. I've helped dozens of motivated leaders and organizations like you and yours to improve their results by discerning exactly the right next step. It's something not everyone can do, and it happens to be my specialty. Sound like something you can use? Learn more about me and all my media channels, and reach out to start your own conversation and improve your life in every way. There's nothing like it. And you're worth it, because if you're not, then no one is. Thanks again for joining me at A Higher Level. I'll talk to you next time, and we'll continue to see, think, and act on a higher level. Until then.